It's 8:56 and 82 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. And our usual Tuesday analyst, Pete Banhart from Bates Commodities in Normal, filling in on this Monday. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. And we are higher across the board in the grains. A little warmer, drier weather with a heat out west and a question of how much of that will come further east. But a little drier, a little warmer forecast, and that has everything higher. Corn has hit over $4 again today at $4.75 in December, and we're there right now, up 8.75. September corn up 8.5 at 3.89.5. Beans have been up into the 20s. At the moment, we have August beans up 18 at 9.65. It's 10 off their low and 7 off their high. We have November's up 19.25 at 9.74.25. And that hit 980 earlier. Wheat for July up 13 at 524. September up 15 at 541. That Minnesota wheat is over $8 at 812 now, up 41. That's been dragging everything a lot higher. August hogs 83.82, up 7. August cattle down 45 at 115.87. And the August feeders down 160 at 146.32. August gold down $15. July silver's down 34. The mini Dow index is up 122 at 21,422. Bonds are unchanged at 153.22. The warmer, drier forecasts from heat out west helping hold grains higher, and expectation of not as much rain in the forecast as we had for the last week or two. Plus, it didn't rain over the weekend as expected in a lot of places. So higher across the board on warmer and drier. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Thanks a lot, Pete. We appreciate that update here on this Monday morning, the day before Independence Day. A couple of other notes for you this morning. The USDA's planting acreage report showed just under 91 million acres of corn for 2017 production. It's about 1% larger than the March intentions report, still about 3.3% below last year's final acreage number. And the quarterly grain stocks report estimated June 1st corn stocks at 5.225 billion bushels. That was a little bit above expectations. The commitment of traders report had managed money adding another 52,294 to their net short in corn futures and options for a net position of negative 106,119 contracts on June 27th. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies expected here in east central Illinois with isolated thunderstorms possible late this afternoon and this evening, a high of 90 degrees, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies dropping to a low of 67 degrees with calm conditions. Tomorrow for Independence Day, July 4th, mostly sunny skies, slight chance of a stray afternoon or evening thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees. Our next real good chance of rain looks to be on Wednesday with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 85. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 82 degrees and sunshine at 9 o'clock.